Good morning, everybody. As you know, we're exploring the Cedars theme for this year, so please repeat after me. In atmosphere of love divine, we discover a couple more qualities. And these qualities that we're going to explore today are a heart softened. Could you repeat that with me? A heart softened. A character subdued. And that means that we're more humble and we're not forceful, but we're meek and we're watching God work instead of pushing our own agenda. And so I'd like to share just a quick story with you that tells how my heart was softened and how my character was subdued. We had a bird feeder outside our kitchen window, and there were dozens of birds that came to it each day, and it was so much fun. And then I heard on the window a rat-a-tat-tat on the window. And I looked, and there was a woodpecker pecking against our window. And I thought, doesn't that bird know that this is not a tree? And at first it was amusing, but then it was very annoying because my daughter was being awakened early in the morning. It was affecting my early morning prayers. And so I put up cardboard, pecked right through it, paper, anything I tried. I even tried Post-it notes, thinking that I'd never seen a tree like this. Nothing worked. So then I decided I'm going to do away with the bird. Before my ill-advised plans were carried out, I fortunately got a little inspiration. Love thy neighbor as thyself. And I thought, well, who is my neighbor? My closest neighbor is this bird. The next thought was, we name what we love. So guess what I named the bird? Woody. Very original. Woody Woodpecker. And that's an old cartoon. So then I walked up to that bird who was pecking on this window, and I found myself saying, Woody, I love you, buddy. And it was kind of funny at first, but what happened was it was like a faucet opened up and out drained all of this frustration with this bird. It also acted like a siphon because in flowed all the appreciation of the bird. And I looked at this bird's incredible structure, and I looked at his beautiful color. And I read about woodpeckers, and they're amazing creatures. I shared this prayer with my wife and my daughter. A healing occurred. My daughter no longer was awakened by the pecking on the window, and I was no longer frustrated. My prayers weren't being interrupted. And so that was kind of interesting. The pecking hadn't stopped, but we had already had our healing. And I didn't need to know the rest of the story. I knew that divine love is the universal solvent, and it dissolves any problem. So that's not my committee, worrying about the outcome. My committee is loving. And so I was just looking forward with great anticipation how this was going to work out, but it was joyous. I wasn't concerned about it in the least. A couple days later, my wife's assistant said, she's a business assistant, she said, Gary, I think Woody's trying to tell you something. And I prayed about it, and the thought came, tighten up the perch on which he sits, because he's a heavier bird. As he sat on that perch, a sleeve would come down, and it would close off the portals. So he had to jump on this perch and stick his beak in real quick to get the food. So I tightened it up, and so he was able to get to the food, but it would still keep out the heavier animals like squirrels that would just take all the food. Well, shortly thereafter, the pecking on the window stopped. I learned some important lessons. Number one, love. Love is the beginning and the end. That's my committee. Nothing else is. And that just dissolves everything. Secondly, I learned, well, I already knew that I didn't know woodpecker language, and I was pretty sure that Woody didn't know English. But what I did know from reading Mrs. Eddy's writings was that the intercommunication is always between God and his idea. So between God and me, between God and Woody, therefore the communication between Woody and myself could be loving and clear. Next, it was interesting. When did the healing occur? Did it occur when the pecking stopped what I wanted to occur? No. The healing occurred the moment I loved. And that's how all healing is. The moment we love, that's our healing. We can release the rest because our expectation is only good. Why? Because God is all. We don't have to know how things are going to resolve. They're going to resolve wonderfully because God is wonderful and good and all. And then, you know, it's just so wonderful to have transformation. And that's the beautiful thing about Christian Science Healing. It never leaves us in the place that it found us. Was my heart softened? Yes. Was my character subdued? Yes. It wasn't my way or the highway. In fact, I learned a lot from this event and from this beautiful bird called Woody. But you know something else that was fascinating is Woody was transformed as well. Woody used to be an aggressive bird that would chase off all the other birds on the feeder. After this healing, he was allowing all the other birds to feed with him. His character was transformed too. So as we're going about our beautiful trip day, let's think about our heart being softened and our character subdued, and let's watch God work in beautiful ways. Have a wonderful trip day.